You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Wednesday evening to you. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Let me also say this. I'm here to get you over the hump. Yeah, it's Wednesday night. When the hell up on, I'm out of here. It's going to be closer to Thursday morning. And so we got a lot to do. The Philadelphia 76ers are beating the Dallas Mavericks in Philadelphia right now, 110 to 103. We're getting closer to the weekend. We're getting closer. My God, we're getting closer to the Final Four in Houston already. This whole week has basically flown on by. Lamar Jackson still doesn't have he has a team. He hasn't committed to a team. He hasn't found a contract. He hasn't found a team that wants him. And so what else is new, right? The NFL is basically adjusting their schedule. I don't know if it's for the better. It's like the NFL just says more and more that they do not give a damn about their players. And then, of course, every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, to show some love and honor to the Final Four getting ready to go on, we're going to give you a top six list of some of the biggest underdogs that we have seen and witnessed in sports history. This is going to be a combination of players. It's going to be a combination of teams. And so if they were an underdog, there's a good chance that they might, keyword, might make the list. If you want to holler at us, it's simple. The phone number is as follows, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm all over the internet everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I put a little teaser up about the list. You can see the photo on Twitter or Instagram at JR Sport Brief. But before we do anything, the NFL season isn't until later this year. They got their draft in about a month. The season isn't until later this year. March Madness is going to conclude over the weekend into Monday. But in less than 24 hours, you don't have to wait any longer for the 2023 Major League Baseball season. It is upon us. I don't know if you treat baseball like Christmas or New Year's Day, but I guess you could say this is the eve of the MLB season. And what a season this is going to be. Because for the first time in its damn history, 120 years just about, longer than that, Major League Baseball has switched up some rules. Baseball is a sacred game, right? It's sacred. You don't change it. You don't extend or change the dimensions. You don't move the mound back. You raise it. You bring it higher. You lower it. You don't change the distance between the base paths. Baseball is a sacred game. It's not there for change. Until people stop watching. Until there's less action. Until the game starts to cannibalize itself and loses a younger audience. The dimensions did not change. But baseball has started to implement some rules that will change the game forever. Baseball got a timer, folks. Baseball, in essence, has a shot clock, a pitch clock. Baseball didn't change the dimensions of the actual field, but baseball did change the bases. Bases are bigger. Used to be 15 square inches. Now they are 18 square inches. If you are running, diving, sliding, you got a better chance of getting your fingertips on that base. It should increase action. It should increase stolen bases. And the pitch clock? Well, pitch clock has been tried out in the minors. The pitch clock was just implemented into spring training. And from the data that everybody received last year, with all the information that everybody got their hands on, just this past spring training, which ended yesterday, thank God. Felt like spring training was going on forever. Major League Baseball games were shortened from about 3 hours long on average to 2.5 hours long on average. That sounds almost dirty and impossible to say. If you think about the length of some of these damn baseball games over the years, clock yourself in for 3 hours plus. The game kept going and going and going and going and going and going some more. 2.5 hours is ridiculous. It's about the length of an NBA game. Game starts at 7:30. You out of there. You're done. I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, you're cooked. Wow. Pitchers are getting used to the clock. Batters are getting used to being told you gotta be in the batter's box by 8 seconds. And we've had some balls called, and we've had some strikes called, and we've seen it all. We saw a game end because a guy was outside the box. And so everybody's getting used to this. Max Scherzer, future Hall of Famer, all-star this, World Series champion that, Max Scherzer, Cy Young this multiple times, Max Scherzer talked about how conscious and how aware he is now with this pitch clock.
When are you conscious of the clock and not?
Every pitch. I mean, you were looking at this at every pitch. So that's just reality. That's why I said I'm never going to get called on it. So if you have any problems, you got to look at the umpire and be able to get anything. So there isn't a moment that you can take your eye off of it. I mean, I got a violation on me earlier in spring training because I took my eye off the clock one time. I thought I was operating normally, and I didn't. So I learned from that one mistake, and you have to. It's on the forefront of your mind every single pitch. So that's why I sit there and say, like, give the umpire discretion to turn it off.
Oh, he wants discretion. Well, get over it, man. And I know Max Scherzer is a big old wig. He's a big wig here in Major League Baseball with the Players Association. It's too late for that, man. The pitch clock is here. Everybody's going to have to get used to it. Manager Alex Cora, he recently talked about the pitch clock, and he said, yeah, I like it.
It's been great. I love it, to be honest with you. Why I say that? Because I want to be home in sooner rather than later, and I think it's a better product for the fan base, for the fans. I can tell you from experience right now with my kids. You know, they're playing soccer, they're playing baseball, they're doing gymnastics, and in order is 1A, 1B, 3, and it's baseball. And they love it, they like it, but they take ground balls, and then you go in the back of the line, and it takes forever. You know, I hate to say it because, I want them to love the game. They love it, whatever, but I would love them to play it. But this is where we at, and there's sports out there that, they're more fun because there's not dead time.
Oh, my God. The manager of the Red Sox said that. There are sports more fun than the one I manage because there's not so much dead time. Wow. The manager of the Red Sox said that. Former championship manager said that. He said he loves the fact that the games are shorter because he has a chance to go home and see his family and his kids. Yeah, we need to cut the crap out about baseball. We need to stop the nonsense of, oh, man, well, it's fine the way it is. Yeah, for you. Game ain't just for you. This is a business. they don't have no future customers like Alex Cora's kids, then the game is cooked into the future. It's not about you and what you like. Everything needs some change. And so I'm fine with it. I would have been cool with the way baseball was, but you know what? It ain't my damn business. I can tell you one thing I did hate, the lack of action. I did hate that. I hated the lack of fundamentals in the game. I hated the fact that baseball had to ban the shift just to try to have batters who pull the ball because they can't hit it the other way actually get some hits. That's the part that stinks, that we got to a world where baseball players, you know, not everybody used to do it, but we have too many guys that can't spread the ball out over the field. They can't spray the ball all over the damn place. And so they were taken advantage of by the shift. And because the players did not get better, they had to put a rule in to try to fix it. That's not to say that we don't see outfielders now moved around into a shift, because it only applies to the infield. And so, yeah, some of these rule changes are kind of lazy and some of them are necessary. But you know what? Life goes on. They'll play the damn game. The game will be the same. It's as barbaric and as simple can be. Throw ball, hit ball. If you can't do that, go find something else to do. And so the MLB season starts tomorrow, and I'm here for it. I'm here for the future disasters. I'm here for the arguments. I'm here for the pitch clock violations. And there's going to be some. There's going to be some type of controversy that we haven't even thought of yet. But it's all here. The baseball season is back, and I'm thrilled for it. You think about some of the changes, and not rule changes. Think about some of the roster changes that we've gotten over the past several months. Remember Carlos Correa? Was he going from the Twins to the Giants? No. Ankle concerns, right? Is he going from the Giants to the Mets? No. We're not giving you $375 million. We're not giving you $1 trillion because it says your ankle sucks. Oh, so where's Carlos Correa go? He goes back to Minnesota. Yeah, sorry, guys. You guys weren't my last choice. I just, I'm back where I need to be. Thank you, Minnesota. Yeah, now you got paid less. So many shortstops moved around. Trey Turner, former Washington National, former Dodger. Trey Turner is now, he's in Philadelphia. $300 million over 11 years. The San Diego Padres, they got more money than anybody got money. They gave Xander Bogaerts an 11-year deal, $280 million. How much money they going to try to pay Soto? I don't know if he'll stay, but the way they're handing out money, why the hell not? New York Mets handing out money. You heard from Max Scherzer about the pitch clock. They're giving this dude like 40-plus million. Hey, Justin Verlander, come here. You just want a Cy Young? You're 40 years old. Who cares? We're going to give you $40 million, too. Steve Cohen is worth $17 to $18 billion. Who's worried about him, right? Jacob DeGrom is a Ranger. Wilson Contreras goes from the Cubs to the Cards. And Aaron Judge. So many thoughts about where Aaron Judge was going to go. Hit 62 home runs. Broke an American League home run record. Is he going to California home? Is he going to play for the Giants? Is he going to San Diego, which offered him a gigantic contract? Aaron Judge decided to stay with the New York Yankees. Are the Houston Astros, are they coming back to win another championship? Can the Yankees finally get past them? How long out of the season are the New York Mets and the Braves just going to beat the living hell out of each other? We have no idea. Is Mike Trout going to stay healthy? Does Ohtani win the MVP? Bryce Harper, when does he come back from his injury to maybe move the Braves and the Mets out the way? Lightning can't strike twice now, can it, in back-to-back years? the Blue Jays going to surprise people? All of their pitching, their young bats? There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of interesting factors here for this MLB season. Ohtani, if he's healthy, looks like he'll be on his way to an MVP. But I'll tell you this much. Baseball is going to be full of controversy this year. Full of adjustments. Full of personalities. It's just a matter of whether the personalities get the attention that they deserve. Is America going to find out more about Ohtani or Judge? Is Trout going to be healthy? Is Acuna going to be healthy? Or is this going to be another season that kind of just flies under the radar in the general public? We have no idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The night before the 2023 MLB season gets underway. We got baseball between tomorrow and October. 162 games plus. The big difference this year, we got a clock. I'm excited for the season. I'm excited to see who wins. I'm excited to see who loses. Probably still the Pirates. And I'm excited for a little bit of change. And I'm excited to have on baseball as some background noise as I go ahead with my life, even though I'll only have baseball for about 30 minutes less than normal. I'm still here for it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Hit me up. What are your thoughts on this upcoming season? Are you excited to see how things work with the new rule changes? Or are you excited about the clock? And are you excited for more action? Is the banning of the shift in the infield going to work, knowing that you could move around outfielders? There's so many questions about this season. Let's talk about them. It's 855-212-4CBS. There's some additional news here with the MLB season. And then how about this? Speaking of returning and coming back, there is a 7-foot scorer for the Phoenix Suns that hasn't been seen in 10 days. His name is Kevin Durant. He's back as well. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The MLB season starts tomorrow. Get set, get ready. 162 games is pretty much on the damn way. We do have the rule changes, the larger bases, the pitch clock, the batter got to be in the box in 8 seconds of the pitcher being in the damn box. We know that the shift has been eliminated. And so baseball has some new parameters here. Something else that I want to share with you. This is reported by Jeff Passan. Right when we started the show, this is about the minors. The Major League Baseball Players Association has come to the first collective bargaining agreement for minor leaguers. It's a 5-year deal. These minor leaguers are going to get 2 times the amount of cash that they were initially paid, which is a whole lot of nothing. It's a split deal, $180,000 in the minors. Yeah, it's a lot of numbers here. We'll get through this. I know minor leaguers, for the most part, were paid crap. And I ain't talking about prospects that were going to be heading on to the major leagues. You had a lot of minor leaguers who were just trying to make ends meet. I don't know if this is going to make a dent, but there is a deal in place, and we'll share more details as they become available. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Get your thoughts on this upcoming season. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam. He's calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, JR. I really appreciate you taking my call, man. Look, when baseball first announced these rules coming, I kind of freaked out because I'm a huge diehard Blue Jays fan, and I was like, why are they touching baseball? It's perfect the way it is. And then I sat down and watched the first spring training game this year, and I thought, this is amazing. I mean, just the, how much faster it is, how much more in your face it is. People come up to me all the time. I'm only 23, and they're like, man, how do you watch baseball? It's so boring. I go, oh, I know. It's extremely boring, but it's, I love it. And then I just think that this is, like, we're going to look back in a couple weeks, JR, and we're going to realize it's the best thing baseball's ever done, because we live in this generation that if something's not happening every 15 seconds, it's like nobody cares, right? And, you know, all these other leagues, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, they all adjust their rules and they all adapt. And baseball's the only game that has stayed the exact same for 100 years. And, you know, just watching my first spring training game, I'm so happy that they've implemented these rules. And I'm really looking forward to the bigger bases as well, because I think, you know, the art of stealing bases has, you know, gone away. And I think that if you put more base stealing, and I enjoy the shift ban, and I'm really excited to watch this this upcoming season, man.
I am too, Adam. Thank you so much for calling from Toronto. I mean, maybe we'll get back to a place where we have a stolen base leader with, I don't know, 60 to 100 stolen bases. It used to be even more than that for the top base stealers. And now you got guys stealing, I don't know, 30, 40 bases, and that's supposed to be a lot. That's pitiful, because the baseball teams have taken the approach of, oh, it's too risky for him to run. Oh, my God, if he runs, he's going to get thrown out. It's not worth it. The stats say opposite. Let's have the guys just go out there and play, damn it. 855-212-4CBS. Dog is here from North Carolina. What's going on, Dog?
What's up, JR? Appreciate you, my brother. Hey, I was just
wondering. Dog, I got to put you on hold. Your phone sucks. Sorry about that. You came in sounding like the Terminator. We don't need that. Let's try again momentarily if you can get things to work. In the meantime, let's talk to Jared. Jared is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jared?
Hey, JR. What's going on, man?
How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. Hey, I apologize if you've already talked about this, but if you haven't, man, here we are the night before, and Trevor Bauer will not be on the mound in MLB, at least in 2023 for USA or in America. Man, do you think that he makes it in Japan? Are you surprised that a team does not want him pitching? I mean, any team, give him a chance this year. And do you think that we're going to see him in the MLB in 2024? Personally, I hope not, but I wanted to get your thoughts.
Oh, hell no. I don't think so. I'm glad, for whatever reason, Trevor Bauer, I know for sure we mentioned him at some point over the last 2 weeks. I'm glad he's not in baseball. I'm glad that not a damn team wants him. It was apparent even throughout his suspension, when he was eligible to return, that his own teammates did not want him. You can look at his tweets and his messages and how grating he was and rebellious for no reason. There aren't too many people I do not know or have never met that I will be critical of. But Trevor Bauer, there seems to be a lot of indications, even prior to this this issue of sexual assault that he denied and says everything was consensual. His behavior towards fans and towards people online and just his know-it-allism and oh, I didn't do, he was a complete jackass. And so he's in Japan and he's quote unquote paying the price. And if Trevor Bauer never comes back to baseball, I could give a damn if I ever see him or hear about him again in life. He just sounds like a terrible human.
Hey, JR, I agree, man. I don't think he will be back in the MLB. I also don't see him pitching in Japan for 10 years. So I have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, he if he wants to throw a damn baseball, he might have to stick around out there for 10 years. Or, you know what? If he is pitching at a high level and he gets older and people feel that he will shut the hell up when he comes back, you know, you can never close the door. But I got no problem if I never hear from him. I just think he's a nasty person.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, we'll see what happens. Hey, JR, thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you, Jared. Be well and be safe. My next-door neighbor down in Alabama. Nah, man. I named a lot of stars. Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, You know, think about Trey Turner and Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Justin Verlander, Scherzer. I don't care how old those guys are. I'd rather see what they got left in the tank than look at Trevor Bauer. I'm glad he's gone, man. And I hope he never comes back. I'm sorry if I sound like a jerk, but that's a piece of trash human being right there. Good for him. He can go pitch in the World Baseball Classic for some country that I've never heard of. Good luck to Trevor Bauer and whatever the hell he's doing. Enjoy Japan. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Doug is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Doug?
Hey, just wanted to say I agree with you on Trevor Bauer for sure. But it's me and my buddies and new conversation we had and just food for thought and think what you said. What's your opinion on this? Mark's you to Clemson. The ACC is trying to take over right now. And, I mean, they could pay him $4.3 million. I get it. He's building a program at Gonzaga, but I mean, that's 2.5 times what he's making. What do you think about that?
I think it'll be a cold day in hell before that man leaves out there for just Clemson. That's pretty random, man. That man has been there for the better part of 30 years, okay? Yeah, that's – hey, Shep, are you going to go coach – you going to coach Clemson instead?
I think I'm going to stick around with you, JR, if I'm being honest with you. Okay. And, you know, Mark Few's got a Hall of Fame bid coming pretty soon, so.
Yeah, I don't know why. Mark Few is not moving from the Pacific Northwest to you know, up the road for me in Clemson. That's not happening. You and your friends could sit around and think about it, but that's one gigantic pipe dream. You can just throw that idea out of the window.
By the way, do we even know what Mark Few's voice sounds like? You want to talk about a low-key great college basketball coach. He fits that T to a you know, the ultimate.
Good. He should give Trevor Bauer some advice.
You got that right.
Quiet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of someone not going anywhere, Mark Few ain't leaving Gonzaga. And I can also give you an update on an NFL quarterback. It doesn't seem that he's going anywhere either because every day is a new team that doesn't want him. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson. I'll give you an update there. I'll leave the phone lines open.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm a goat farmer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God. The Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving it to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, man, I remember the goat farmer is actually from Florida. He hasn't hit me up. I'm here in Atlanta. He ain't hit me up about no goat yet. I love goat meat. I do. Anyway, congratulations to those Cubs. I mean, the championship was, I don't know, let's see, it was 3 years or four. The championship was about 7 years ago by now, but yeah, they still in the process of rebuilding. I don't know what they're doing. I guess they're still tearing things down in Chicago. Somebody asked me today, hey, JR, when you coming back to Chicago? I said, when it's above 80 degrees. I think the last time I was in Chicago was maybe June, July. Had an amazing time. Don't look for me in Chicago now unless I absolutely need to go. Definitely not to see no damn Cubs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about Lamar Jackson in a few minutes, give you an update there. Not much of an update, but he has been very active on Twitter, dating back to when we were live on the air last night. So I'll give you an update there. We opened up the show today talking about the Major League Baseball season. It gets underway tomorrow. And, you know, are you excited? Do you care? You interested in the rules, etc.? Dog is back from North Carolina. Hopefully he doesn't sound like Optimus Prime or the Terminator. Let's try again. Dog, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for calling from North Carolina.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. And you're right, my phone is trash, bro. But I was just wanting to know, man, I don't know too many of the rules, but I know the new stuff. If, say, like they got somebody on first base and the pitch clock start and the guy is trying to steal the base, how many times do he get the pitch out? Or what?
You have two chances to throw over. You get two pickoff attempts, which is not a lot. And so this is really, or it should really encourage stolen bases, because if you are the guy on first base, you can pretty much say, oh, man, I got him on two times and now I'm just going to go. Or you might be stuck depending on your speed. But the pitcher with a runner on base, the clock now goes up to 20 seconds with a runner on base. So if nobody is on base, the pitcher has 15 seconds to get that damn ball to the catcher. If there is a runner on base, he has 20 seconds, and then he has two chances to go ahead and throw over.
Okay. I appreciate you, man. I got a change too. Zach used to have your number in my speed dial. Zach, I've officially switched it to JR. I appreciate you, man.
Why the hell you change? Why are you doing that? It's the same station.
I know, but I JR, you my dude now.
Let us all be your dude, dog. Okay. I appreciate you.
I got you, brother.
Thank you, Dog, for calling from North Carolina. Thank you so much. Marty is here from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marty?
JR, how you doing, man?
I'm well. What's up?
Good. Down here in Louisiana, everybody, especially in the South, are Astros fans, right? Because, I mean, we don't have a professional team here, so everybody tends to pull for the Astros. And, of course, if you have a championship team, you have a tendency to want to follow them more. But my thoughts are, I'm wondering if rule changes can really change the dynamic of how, let's say, the younger generation might view the game.
Bingo. You know?
Because everything is so embellished in life for them. They get on their phone playing games or whatever they may do. They have to see it sort of in an embellished light. You know what? I don't know if I'm making a lot of sense.
No, you make all the sense in the world. And I have this conversation privately with people in baseball. I had this conversation with someone who was at the Braves a few days ago. Here's the deal. Marketing. You can change the rules to the game to shorten the game. I don't think lopping off 30 minutes is going to appeal to someone who is 20 or 15 or 8 years old. They ain't going to care either way. There's not too much of a difference between 2.5 and 3 hours. Really, let's be honest, for anybody but me, who's going to leave the game anyway because I don't want to sit in traffic on the way out. What baseball is ultimately going to need to do, it doesn't matter how long the game is, they have to market their stars. They have to take these action clips from the stolen bases, from the home runs. They have to put them in a fun way and present them on TikTok. They have to present them on Instagram.
Yep.
And if they don't do that, this is what a lot of people don't understand. It's not about marketing the game. It's not about selling the game. It's about taking moments from the game and making them fun and cool for people to give a damn. Let's be real here.
In a way, like if you what Madden is to the NFL, just say for young people, you know,
that's right.
Maybe some older.
Well, let me tell you, hey, there's basketball on every night from October until June. There's NBA basketball. To be honest, I don't know how many young people, and the average age of an NBA viewer is 40 years old. I don't know how many 40-year-olds are sitting down watching game for 2.5 hours. But you know what they are doing? They're looking at the clips on Instagram.
Yeah.
They're looking at the clips on TikTok. They're sharing the highlights.
I follow the game that way, too, in a lot of ways. You know,
yes.
Baseball's not my favorite sport, although my kids played it, you know, and they were good, and I got to watch them in high school play ball and all that. But, you know, it's exactly what you're saying.
Hey,
I do it, too, you know.
This is what it is, Marty. You know what? If I look at the NFL, they ain't no dust on the NFL. The NFL is in America, like, every Sunday. It's like a holiday. Everybody is waiting for the highlights. Everybody's waiting for the big plays. And you know what the NFL has done? It's marketed that way. The NBA is cool. It's young. It's progressive. It's exciting. There's more scoring. There's dunks. It's all this excitement. They have marketed themselves that way. Yeah. Baseball has marketed itself as dusty. And old.
So do you think they just don't know how to do it?
I think it's the people in charge. Baseball has made so much money historically over time because of the amount of games that they've been able to play. It's 162 games versus 82 for the NBA versus now the 17 for the NFL. Baseball makes money by opening up their stadiums almost every single day for almost three-quarters of the year. And then that is massive television inventory. They make tons and tons of money. But this is the problem with any business. There was a point in time where I could have opened up an electronics store and I could have sold VCRs because everybody freaking needed one. But the minute nobody needed a VCR, my ass is going out of business, okay?
Yep.
I'm not putting baseball out of business. It will never go anywhere. But the popularity... The amount of money that is spent on the game, there's going to come a point in time on the chart where the money that is made, the revenue, doesn't match up with the audience. And when that happens, if it does, it's going to be a massive oblique moment that, for the most part, these are things that they need to take advantage of now while they know there is a problem. But you want to know something? While the money is always flowing, and while people can bathe in the money and know that Judgment Day or D-Day is coming, you know, people ignore it. It's like me telling you an asteroid is coming and you say, oh, well, it's only 100 years away. And you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to enjoy my life now. Yeah, but your grandkids, you don't give a rat's ass about them. So that's a pretty stark comparison. But that's what it is. Hey, Marty, thank you so much.
If they get thank you, man. Take care.
No doubt. Yeah, no, it comes to a head eventually. There's going to come a point in time where not enough people care about baseball to support the revenue. That's it. They'll always be able to make money. They'll always be able to have cash. Yeah, sure. But when does it slow down? That's not how any business works. Don't get fooled here. That ain't how nothing works. I'm sorry, Shep. Did you say something?
Oh, no, JR, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just the question I would have for you and anybody listening would be this, JR, is if you talk about baseball, like, and we have talked about this ad nauseum on the show. We can think back to individuals that were bigger than the sport, that transcended the game. Chicks dig the long ball. Automatically, you know Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox. You talk about Griffey and the video game and then Bonds. Whether he was cheating or not, we know about Balco. But he was a larger-than-life, must-see, sit in front of the TV, can't miss, watch appointment television. Aaron Judge had a great season. But, JR, I don't know if there's anybody playing this day, even Shohei Ohtani, where they transcend the game the way that those guys did in the 90s, the early 2000s. And, Jerry, you know the last time an MLB player hosted Saturday Night Live?
I don't know. It was probably Derek Jeter and David Cohn and
David
Wells.
That was over 20 years ago. The NFL has tight ends, And they got defensive ends hosting the SNL, for God's sakes. Like, there's nobody in today's game that truly transcends the sport where if you see them outside of a baseball uniform in a public venue, you know who that said player is.
Well, outside of probably maybe Aaron Judge now. You know, there's so many more options now as well. And that's all sports. That hasn't helped baseball. This is the key word, pastime. Pastime. Major League Baseball was a pastime because you could either go eat dirt in your backyard or you could stay inside and watch baseball. Nowadays, you can crack open your phone and you can watch the damn world go by. There's so many entertainment options. I love baseball. It's unfortunate that to always talk about the game, it comes back to its future. And even that fact isn't the most exciting of circumstances. It's rather dire. It's scary. And they know this. But there is too much money on the table, and they don't care. Baseball's own economics are fragile. You have Rob Manfred, who looks at the spending of the New York Mets and looks at the disparity between the New York Mets and a team like the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he goes, yeah, there is a problem. Well, yeah, no bleep. And so what do you think, if that's the case internally, and they don't do anything to fix their own internal economics, what do you think baseball thinks about the outside? It's like every business. It's just a bunch of fat cats making money that don't want to change anything because they're worried about their own ass and their own paycheck. Get somebody else to do it is their thought. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some football changes and Lamar here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores. 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.